The instructions so far on the retreat have followed a sequence that's moving towards being aware of all things, not necessarily at the same time, but that all things are included, all experiences are included within the field of mindfulness. And I like to think that that makes the practice sacred, in the sense that there's nothing outside. Everything is included in its own time, in its own way. And so we've done mindfulness of breathing, the body, wide field of experience, emotions, also a wide domain of life, and then thinking, equally wide, varied. And as we expand outwards, include more, another area of inclusion is how we are aware, how we are mindful. And the attitudes that might come along with how we are mindful. And I'd like to lead you in a little bit of exercises to give you a sense of how to include this as part of a practice. And first I'll do a little bit of a preparation, and then we'll repeat the exercise with mindfulness of the hand, but for a different purpose this time, different emphasis, and then we'll go from there. So to begin, you might take a few long, slow breaths and relax, soften as you exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. You might relax into the pull of gravity, so your body settles firmly into your chair or your cushion, the floor, to feel that support that holds you. Perhaps softening the belly. Belly might relax so that your center of gravity goes a little bit lower. Softening and relaxing in the chest. Perhaps relaxing in the shoulders, perhaps on the exhale. And similarly on the exhale, perhaps you can relax your face, allowing the muscles of your face to fall away from the skull. And perhaps in the area of your head where your brain is, somewhere between the forehead and the back, maybe out there also you can soften and relax as you exhale. as you're sitting here, notice that when and if you start thinking, do you think more in words or do you think more in images? And if you think in words, maybe with an inner voice, or inner text, is there a location from which that occurs? Is there a microphone? Is there a speaker from which it gets broadcast or gets spoken? Or if you think more in images, is there a location, kind of the screen or the projector? And if there is a location where these are centered, your thinking is centered, is there any tension or pressure associated with that? Contraction? As you exhale, perhaps you can soften that. Relax the thinking muscle. Now, calmly, deliberately, become aware of your right hand. The sensations of the palm. The back of the hand. The fingers. The tingling and pulsing, vibration, the heat and the cold, the heaviness and lightness, whatever might be comfortable or uncomfortable in your hand, even if it's very, very subtle. Feel the sensations of the hand. And as you feel the sensations of your hand, how are you aware? How are you feeling it? Is there a sense of hesitation, resistance? Is there eagerness? Is there some hard or harshness? Or is it soft and gentle, the awareness? Is there a sense of straining? Or some opposite of straining? Maybe even lackadaisical? Is your awareness distant from the hand, as if you're looking from above? Or is it intimate? Maybe as if you're settling in or sinking into the hand. Is there any attitude that goes along with doing this exercise? An attitude of impatience? Eagerness to please, to do it right? Some attitude that includes maybe confusion or maybe a very subtle attitude that whatever I'm doing can't be the right thing. Or what's the point? How are you being aware? And is it possible to soften the attitude muscle, relax, so that you're more simply present, fully present, just with your hand? And then calmly, deliberately, bring your awareness to where in your body you experience breathing. And like you felt the hand, experience more fully that location in your body, feeling the sensations that are there, simply as sensations. And as you're aware of your breathing, how are you aware? What attitudes come along with being aware of breathing? It can be an attitude that this is difficult, this is work, this is a duty, I'm supposed to be with the breathing. An attitude of looking for success, doing it right. There can be very subtle attitudes that I must be doing it not quite right. There must be a more better way of doing it. Certainly, I haven't succeeded yet to do it right. What's happening now is not really the right experience. Maybe a subtle attitude of looking for the right way, looking for the right breath experience. Maybe there's a subtle aversion to the practice or to the breathing. Or a subtle ambition. There could be a subtle attitude of anxiety. Apprehension. There could be straining, and there could be more like an attitude that this is supposed to be easy, so I'm not going to try very hard. I'm going to hold back and just kind of coast to get to the end of the sitting. There might be an attitude about the attitudes. Some attitude that it shouldn't be this way. You shouldn't be this way. You should be different. If you were doing this right, you'd have a different experience now. Or an attitude, idea that comes along that I would be doing it right if Gil wasn't talking so much. And if any of these things were recognized or similar, what happens if you simply acknowledge it? Hold it in awareness. Not make it a problem. But also, don't necessarily believe it. Just there, as part of the picture. And finally, is there a place from which you are being mindful? A place from where these attitudes reside or come out of? Is there any sense of strain or contraction, tension or pressure that goes along with being mindful or having attitudes accompanying the awareness? And is it possible to soften, relax the tension? even softening the sense of being the doer, the one who's doing this. Even that can be a contraction. And then returning to the simple breath meditation, or mindfulness of the body, or emotions, or thoughts, as it's appropriate. But from time to time, you might be aware of attitudes, or how you're aware, to see if that recognition can support mindfulness being simpler. Just aware of what is here. So if you're experiencing it, it belongs in awareness. If it's happening, it's something that can be included in mindfulness. There's nothing that needs to be outside of awareness. And this no outside, I like to think of it as where the sacred is. As soon as there's something which is unacceptable for awareness, we don't want it in our mindfulness. Then it's no longer sacred. So it's always including. It doesn't mean that you agree or disagree with something. It just means that you have the ability to hold it in awareness so that when it's appropriate, you can be wise about it. But the training is on retreat is just keep including everything. That includes the subtlety of your attitude, of how you're aware, how you're mindful, or the subtlety of the sense of being the doer, being the experiencer, being the agent. Just keep this too you can know, this too you can know. And a reference point for this kind of awareness that is that of, you know, a lake or a pond, the water is completely clear. And everything that happens in the water is included in the clarity of the water. And the attitudes we have, the things that come along with awareness, like desires and aversions, that's like the water getting agitated, stirred up, stirring up the mud. And if we react to the mud, it just stirs up more. But if we just hold it still in awareness, whatever agitation there is, it can settle again. As the practice goes quieter, deeper, more concentrated, more clear, sooner or later, we run into our attitudes, the beliefs that we have, that are kind of beginning, that we see the agitation, see how it limits us. And they can be very, very subtle. It took me many years, my early years of practice, to see that I had a constant attitude, kind of almost like non-verbal attitude, that in meditation, if it was happening to me, whatever was happening, it was not the real thing. It didn't really count. Didn't matter what it was, just of course, this is happening to me, so it couldn't be the real thing. And then related to that was a subtle attitude that there is something more, not better, I don't think that was quite the idea I had, the right experience. There was something that was supposed to be. If I was doing it right, I would have that thing that was the right experience. But I could never experience the right experience because the default was, if it's happening to me, it's not the right experience. So that was there way in the background, kind of going along, and always kept some certain kind of agitation or certain kind of tension. Always there, subtly in the back. Even at times when I got still or quiet or pretty settled, it was still there, gnawing at me. There's subtle preferences or big preferences that could come along with mindfulness. And those preferences are with the agitation of the water. There can be ideas of success and failure. There can be fears of success and failure. Ideas that we don't deserve it, or this is too hard for me, or there's a wonderful, wonderful, it's all wonderful attitude. It's called if only. If only this wasn't here, then I could practice. If only this wasn't happening around me, then I could get into my practice. If only my knee didn't hurt. If only I didn't have so much lunch, then it would work. There's subtle attitudes of waiting, waiting for something to happen. Waiting for the end. So I think you get the idea. There's, you know, infinite number of these things. And you don't have to go searching or analyzing for what they are. But if you kind of, from time to time, check in and see how are you being aware? What seems to be coming along with it? And sometimes the clue is physical, like a physical sense of tension or pressure or contraction, coagulation somewhere. And then whatever it's there, hold that in awareness. If you can, and if you can't because the default is to always see yourself as wrong, that also can be held in awareness. Everything's allowed to be there. And maybe if you just hold it with an open palm of awareness, then with over time, having that support, that care, whatever is clenched in a fist inside can begin to thaw and relax and open up on its own. And we realize after a while that it turns out that I didn't need to be responsible for it. And that's another subtle attitude, that we're responsible for everything. And maybe all the responsibility we need in the practice is to hold what's happening in awareness, in mindfulness. That holding of the experience in that maybe has a sacred quality. Everything's included. So this is a wonderful day for sitting meditation and walking meditation, for eating meditation and bathroom meditation, having tea meditation. It's a day where everything can be done, where you stay close to the mindfulness. It's very interesting to walk down the steps and walk across the community hall and notice, if it's the case for you, how quickly the mind wanders off into some story or thought or something. And you're somewhere else. You're no longer intimate. You're not close in anymore to your moment-to-moment experience. It's fascinating to watch that departing from the moment-to-moment experience. Stay close today, the whole day.